given any holidays?
Oh, yes, we had our proper holidays. Oh, yes, yeah, and time off.
And how long were the holidays?
God, I can't think now, but I mean, relatively ample holidays. And when the people were away, we had, you know, Fred and I, that's the butler, that worked it between us. I mean, in certain times of the year, you did the spring cleaning. They would be away for a month or whatever. You do that. And then, but you had your time off. Well, that's enough for today. You go off now. I'll go off tomorrow. Thinking I'd go fishing, come here and get in our boat and go off fishing. I was always taking fish back. I've got a photograph of me going back with a dogfish, huge thing over my shoulder, like a small shark. Yeah. Oh, we all had fun, honestly. Lots of fun. Yeah. Good times they were. But then I went to the refinery and I said I had got pally with another girl, a local girl, and dancing was always my fun. I could have a drink if I wanted, but that wasn't my line. My brothers and everybody else went to the dues for drink, but I went because I liked dancing, ballroom dancing specifically. And so I always was well entertained, or always had enough. I had, you know, pals, wives and girlfriends, they all, oh, you're going to dance with the wife, would you dance with the girlfriend? I can't dance, you know. So, my cup was always full as far as that was concerned, yeah.
So getting back to Palace House, what exactly were your specific duties? Did you have specific duties as a footman, or did you...?
Yeah, well, the specific duties were footmen attend to either the ladies or gentlemen as a kind of batman, you know. When there were guests were there, you would lay their clothes out and make sure they were put away to the laundry or whatever, or you would tell them any information that was needed. But otherwise, so often you did morning teas, and then you and the butler would prepare breakfast. If, say, Fred was away or wanted a day off, I would prepare, you know, the toast and the hot. We always had a hot thing, you know, a plate, hot plate, mobile one. And there was always bacon and eggs and whatever people wanted, cereals or porridge and tea or coffee, whatever. That was cooked in the kitchen, but you set it out in the dining room. All meals were in the dining room. But if somebody was sick was there, then you took a tray to their room, inquire what they'd like. But then there were, after that was lunch, which is another ritual, when people, you'd have various visitors or the kids, but then the butler and the footman did that together. And then, of course, after the meals, you washed up, and remember, it was all silver, so you had to look after it. Because if you treated it roughly, you had to get all the scratches out. Because silver, I know, you know, you clean silver with your hands like that, and you can have it looking like mirror. So if you abused it, you had more cleaning to do. So something you avoided. But basically, the three main meals, and if you were looking after someone, like sometimes I looked after ladies, who would ask for Frank to look after them or something, if one of the ladies' maids was busy with two or three guests, that I would be asked to do this. I think it was done as a bit of cheek, a bit of devilment sometimes, but I didn't mind. But then, and you did have a few males to look after, although I found most males wanted to do their own things, you know, their own socks. They'd throw the stuff in the laundry basket there, which the housemaids looked after that. But the footman and butler did the meals, principally the meals, drinks, and the preparation of the dining room before and after the meal, and during a meal, because every course was served. You know, it was soup, you'd say soup, m'lady, ma'am, or sir, or whatever. And then you would, whatever it was, you would say this or that, and you would go around with your salver with this and like the gravy boat thing. And so it was a daily routine, really, while the people were there, all the guests were there. It wasn't a difficult process, but Fred and I, once I was established, we alternated every other afternoon, after lunch and back at, well, sometimes if there was only two people for dinner, like it might have been the two elder sisters or stepsisters, or Pearl and one or whatever, well then I would do dinner if it was only two or three, and Fred would have the night off and me the next night. You worked it because it wasn't necessary to have two, and the girls did that amongst themselves. When there wasn't full household, you had extra time off, because at Christmas time or holidays or birthdays, you were always all very busy. Although you had a lot of fun yourself, because often the people who came, the guests came, Pearl's sister, Mrs. Cubitt, she brought her own, some of her own staff with her, and they were fun. You know, we all had lots of fun, just extra people, and when other people came, some of the girls, they brought their girls with them, and of course that added to the confusion. That was great, really. There was a hell of a lot of fun in the servants' hall. Yeah. Yeah, all around in what you were doing.
Yeah.
No shortage of funding, really. I would have thought that any young person at that time would have enjoyed it. Well, especially in my case, where my people couldn't afford to keep me. I was growing up and I was heading for the refinery when I was 18, but I had to do something. My father was correct in that he couldn't keep me at home for nothing, and I don't blame him, actually, because all I wanted to do was go out in the boat and sail and fish.
So what would you have for a typical breakfast, lunch and...
Who, me, myself?
Yes, and supper. What would you have?
Well, almost the same as they did, the best, yeah. And, well, for us, Fred and I, if we didn't want to go in the servants' hall, there was always enough on the... There was enough pheasant or enough entrees, enough this and whatever you had for us to eat in the pantry. Well, it's called the butler's pantry, or butler and footman's pantry, is where all the silver and glass, remember all their stuff, it's very fine, like the glass, Waterford glass, crystal glass, and all the men. You had to treat this respectfully because you could break it easily, you know. And so everything, washing up or drying up or putting away, you handled it carefully, because either you scratched the silver or broke the glass, and that wasn't... I broke a Waterford glass once. I don't know how I did that. There must have been a story behind it, but, you know, it was something I would have rather not done. Like the Chinese Ming dish.
What happened when you broke it? Were you punished, or...?
Well, not punished, no. You were never punished. Nobody could do that to me. There was nobody bigger than me. Not a big man, but no. That's something... I mean, that wasn't in their minds, that. I mean, it might have happened... time of the Tom Thumb parties, perhaps, but it doesn't happen these days, do you know? But I wouldn't have thought so. No, but definitely, it was an accident when this happened, and it does have, there are accidents in life, but you're just one of those things. But it was something I would have rather, because glass, like silver, I've got nice things myself, even those shells there. And that, see that gull there, I'd hate that to drop. When people come with their kids here, often people do, to see this or see that, and I say, well, keep them away from that, because, or even those bits of pottery, because, and even these dishes, I don't want them broken. You see, these remarkable bits of wood I found on the sanctuary, aren't they lovely? And that one there, you look at them. They're lovely, aren't they? That was, remember, there were forests here 500,000 years ago, weren't there, all around the world. But these are bits, relics, very, very old, and walking along in the mud sometimes, you see things, oh, that's nice, like certain shells I pick up, and I keep them, and they're nice. I mean, I've been on top of mountains, and there's a stone there on Ben Levy, yeah, not Ben Levy. It's like things, I was in Austria the other day, up on one of the high mountains, I picked things up. They're just things of interest, a bit of stone or something. They're nice to keep.
So, when you were a footman, did you have any hand in the selecting of wine? Or was that just the butler's job?
No, sometimes if Fred was away on holiday, Lady Montague would say, oh, Frank, can we go down the cellar? And we'd go down, and she would select the wine or say, what do you think of that one? And if I thought, well, that was one they had last week, was, well, I said, that was, I remember over St. Julian, or a particular type of red wine, I said, well, that was a bit sharp. Everybody thought, you know, didn't want too much of it. You're quite right. So that would be put back, but she would principally select them. We'd better have this. Lady so-and-so's coming, or so-and-so's coming. They always love this, so we'd have that. And I would carry the basket with all the wine in and take it up to the pantry and then put it right, ready for whatever dinner party it was for, yeah.
And what would happen to any bottles of wine that were open but not finished?
Well, if they weren't finished, wine is not often kept. Well, it's better to drink it that day or when you open it, because wines would tend to go acid or vinegary. Not easily, but they would. Certain wines would rapidly go like that, especially the fresher wines. They do tend to go, and they tend to, just the slightest thing would alter the taste. I've got some wine I made, I've told you, it's corky, it tastes corky, and it's wrong, and it's never had a cork near it, it's always had its plastic cork. I try and avoid cork itself, because it does sometimes affect the flavour.
So who would drink the wine that was left?
Well, the butler and I would have to see that it didn't go off. We could have been like the customs and excise, committed to the drain, the public drain. That's how you talk about it. But no, it wasn't. We weren't stealing anything if there was some left. Some wines you decanted, there were one or two that you could keep, but not many wines keep in glass. No, not once they've been opened. And it is better to, you know, use a fresh bottle. Yeah. I mean, with my wine, slow wine or grape wine, I can keep them a couple of days open, but no more than that.
And so what was the busiest time?